Hello everyone and welcome to JFG tonight. We have the war that we have been waiting for. Musk versus Apple. Apple is threatening to pull Twitter out of the App Store. There's not been a wave of hate speech. They just don't like the fact that Twitter is no longer depersoning people. I still haven't benefited from the amnesty, so I don't even know. Have there been lots of people liberated? Elon had said that it would be this week. I don't know when in the week it will start. End of the line, Joel says it will take Musk a long time to, one, create phones and have a user base of these in the wild, and two, to create his own app store. Yeah, this is a very painful path, and we've seen there was the Freedom Phone at some point, and it turned out to be a flop. There were some speakers, pro-liberty people, who were pushing for this phone, but it was just really a kind of software wrap of something that already existed and that was below standard. So I'm sure that Elon doesn't want to take the same route of just slapping the Liberty label onto a lesser phone, and at the same time taking the other route, which is actually have a competitive phone. Doesn't seem very easy. Gray says, Sven from TRS got his Twitter back today after years of being banned as the great unban started. Well, I'm very enthusiastic if that is the kind of people who get unbanned, because that would mean I would be on the list too. I mean, I've always been scared that Elon Musk would have a kind of subset of people associated with the right wing and decide that they are too much, and perhaps his team believes the Wikipedia smears and that kind of stuff. So hopefully, if Sven from TRS is back, why not me? Not that I want to bash on Sven, but it seems to me that he's much further right than me. Much further right, much more extreme, much more trollish, edgy. I don't know a world in which I would still be banned and Sven wouldn't be. But respect to him and much love. I'm happy that he got his Twitter back. Gray says, stream working. Yes, you should be receiving the stream. Sweden's porn preferences versus radiation received from Chernobyl. Extremely informative maps here. So you have the regions that were most exposed to radioactive fallout in Sweden, here and here. You get the radioactive fallout, you get people who like anti. Anti, big dick, anti. That's pretty much for the high radiation area. And as you get further from the radiation areas, you get a little bit of mature, MILF, anal, lesbian sex, amateur. Okay, so we can see an extremely informative map here. Avoid radiation or you will end up with anti preferences. Apple threatens to ban Twitter from App Store, won't say why. In a New York Times op-ed, the former head of trust and safety at Twitter, Yoel Roth, this guy cannot help himself. He's gonna go around, make his little media tour to try to crash Twitter. Fuck him, he's the one who banned all of us. He's the one who made it a labyrinth to get out of this unbanning, so much so that Elon Musk had no other option than to just give a general amnesty, because Yoel Roth has found false reasons to ban people like me. For me, it was spam. Me and Keith Wood, somehow, we were spamming. Wrote Twitter under Musk's leadership is at risk of being removed from Apple and Google's app stores if they fail to follow the guidelines. Failure to adhere to Apple and Google's guidelines would be catastrophic, risking Twitter's expulsion from their app stores and making it more difficult for billions of potential users to get Twitter's services. This gives Apple and Google enormous power to shape the decisions Twitter makes. Elon Musk says Apple has also threatened to withhold Twitter from its App Store, but won't tell us why. Apple has mostly stopped advertising on Twitter. Do they hate free speech in America? What's going on here, Tim Cook? Apple should publish all censorship actions it has taken that affect its customers. You have a problem. Yes, it's a cartel problem, John Drake. I think they don't take much actions. I think they work by intimidation and self-censorship on the side of software. So you're stuck with big tech trying to guess what the app stores will accept, what they won't accept. And this leads to the worst possible scenario, which is the most censorship possible. Spindly Opinion says the unique selling points from a Tesla phone could be no snooping and better battery life. Yes, that would be awesome if you had a phone that had all sorts of guarantees on, you know, not being listenable by intelligence services, although Musk would get into even more trouble. The intelligence services are already unhappy that they will lose control of the public conversation. If on top of it, Musk adds insult to the injury, and he says, oh yeah, and also I'm going to make a phone that you can't track, that you can take control of, that is a big order. Some people are asking Tim Cook to ban Twitter from the App Store. James B. here. Dear Tim Cook, please do remove Twitter from the App Store. It's your platform. People can still access this hell site from their browser, so you're not censoring anyone. I don't know what this reflection is. Censorship is always soft. There's always some out, but censorship deprives you of a certain audience. And it's when a third party does it, that is, the audience wanted to hear you, you wanted to speak to the audience, but someone else, a third party, has decided that they were censoring the interaction. Jonathan Dow says, Jeff, why doesn't Elon cut to the chase and make his own bank? I mean, he's been talking about having some kind of financial service around X. His idea of an X software would be an X platform, and that would include a strong component of financial aspect. So it's not out of the question that Elon would go apeshit, but there's so much work and there's so much obstacles along the way. And can Elon Musk truly develop something, anything, that would not be taken over by a bunch of leftists? Would he have parasitism in his own team? You know, people that are that rich, their big problem is, how do I get actions done with my money in an efficient way? And that is not easy. You can throw money out the window, but you're going to get a flow of engineers that are not truly interested at developing. They're just going to drain your money, make you believe that they're making progress, and they won't have much. And once you have the finished product, it may not be as revolutionary as you would have wanted it to be. End of the line, Joel says, Musk is already running 4 big companies. His attention is already limited. Surely taking on the task of creating a bank or new phone is crazy. It is, but Elon Musk has an ability to give his old companies under new control. Something like Tesla probably doesn't need Elon Musk as much as it did 5 years ago. So there's already that, and there's been talk. He's been exploring the possibility of finding a new person to replace him at Tesla. And the fact is, it's a dream of Elon. It's not out there. It's not a fad of the moment because he has Twitter. Elon Musk has already mentioned that his buying of Twitter, to him, subscribes to his vision of a overall platform, which he bought the domain name for, x.com. He sees a platform that would take over a lot of responsibilities. So It's not out of the question that he could be forced on that path faster than we expected. Landolt Guntram says, in that case, Musk is living very dangerously. And we know they have 6 ways from Monday or something like that, they say, to get at anyone outside not towing the line. Yes, I hope that Elon was aware of all this, because I know how it works, and I'm much more of an outsider of big tech than Elon. Elon should have understood the intelligence services that have been constantly coordinating with these Twitter sensors and Facebook sensors. They like the power that they've been given. They won't give it up easy. They will write hit pieces, they will make smears about you, they will make smears about your companies. I hope that Elon is ready for a war. Or another possibility is that Elon, as a normie, will just kneel to these people and will concede some power to them. That would be the saddest thing. Lots of people discussing the Elon Musk Tim Cook fight. Tim Cook makes it abundantly clear that he is no Steve Jobs and a terrible excuse for a CEO. He's like the third string QB sitting on a bench, brought in to manage the game to a sure loss when the real leaders go down. Bye-bye, Apple. A lot of people are threatening to give up their Apple iPhone if they ban Twitter from the App Store. It will be interesting to see what Google does. Would Google keep it on the Play Store? Library, who owns the well, who is a company that operates conjointly to Odyssey, because it's two separate companies now, but they were reporting Elon Musk was asking what terms in terms of what did Apple force onto you? And he says, Elbury.com says Apple disallowed almost anything related to COVID, especially vaccines or human origins of the virus. We had to build a list of over 20 terms to not show result for only on Apple devices. Apple also later rejected us because users included Pepe images in videos. It's so sad. So much of the internet is being taken from you. Like, the Pepe meme is nice. Somehow a bunch of ADL-like people decided that it was a symbol of hate when it's really not. It's a symbol of the internet culture, and that includes 4chan, but it's not just 4chan. It's not because you have a Pepe image in your video that you are having a hateful message. And Apple somehow decides that Library doesn't know what they're doing, and that Apple has the right to keep you from seeing videos with Pepe in the image. It's so disgusting. And whatever Elon Musk ends up doing, I hope that it solves this problem, the problem of the Apple and Google cartel on software, because it shouldn't be. It's not like this for Windows. On Windows, you can install executables. You don't have to ask the permission to Microsoft. Well, apparently you do now, because you have to go in the store and disable the S mode. That's what I found out by buying a laptop recently, the S mode. What a ridiculous idea. They control what executable you can install. Ridiculous. But there should be an equivalent easy to do option for someone to get rid of Play Store censorship. End of the line, Joel says Apple are the scummiest company despite their left-wing bias and their trillions of dollars in the bank. Absolutely. Hyge Security says Odyssey has their app on F-Droid now. No need for Google or Apple at all. F-Droid? I hadn't heard about this. I will be checking it out. I guess it's an alternative Play Store. It's important that these things develop. And it would be nice if Elon could push people. I didn't know that it existed already, but if it exists already, why would Twitter not go for these alternative stars and promote them as the new regular star? That would be awesome. F-Droid. Let me search this. F-Droid, free and open source, installable. Wow. Installable catalog of free and open source software applications for the Android platform. The client makes it easy to browse, install, and keep track of updates on your device. I wonder if, okay, it's always open source apps, so if Elon wanted to have Twitter on there, he would have to make it open source. Perhaps he can. Perhaps he can. Because I don't see Twitter being at risk of being stolen or copied. People would do that, but they wouldn't have the central server. They wouldn't have the user base. So Elon could very well say, we're going open source and we're available on the F-Droid. Crazy Catman says, but I also download and install the apps like Telegram directly from their own website. Okay, so the software can do it from their website. Jonathan Dow says, JF, for what subject of expertise, what would Elon hire you to consult? Ah, man, I am I could be available and I could be useful to Elon. I guess I've been actually doing some consulting and some contract writing. I'm good. I've been doing actually reverse engineering recently. Pretty amazing. I love the job. Love the job and it paid well. So I can design a plan for a team of engineers if they want to do something like they want to program something like this or something like that. They want it to do A B C D. I can give a full instruction set and say this is what a program is going to look like. Now, I'm a programmer, but I'm probably not the best programmer Elon could get. So Elon has access probably to the top of the top, people who can do the hard work from really the base level programming to making it a viable product. I wouldn't be the best guy for this. However, I am an intelligent guy with observational skills and a average to good level of programming. So with this, I can save a lot of work to a team of programmers because I know what a program will look like at the end. I know what they have to do. I know the equations. I know everything. I'm just not a guy of extreme productivity who would do the base level programming. And I'm also not super talented with user input and beautifulness, you know. I'm really a functional guy. So I guess that there is a world in which I could serve Elon and I'm cheap. I'm cheap. I mean, the money that is going around in the programming world is crazy. Because whenever I take contracts in writing, it's always a little bit of money. I arrive in the programming world and people are just throwing massive checks at me. And so I always like to work in the programming industry, the engineering of software. But you have to have a specific plan that you need me to and a specific request. End of the line, Joel says, programmers these days have to cooperate on code. If you wish to work alone, that is not possible these days. Yeah, and that's I mean, there are teams of programmers that do it well, but it's annoying. This teamwork, the human aspect of it, I really don't like it. But it's what it's becoming. They have these programs that consolidate the changes and the versions, and That's the current standard in the industry, but typically I'm outside of these nuclei. See, I can produce a instructional manual that tells this team what to do and says, you should do this, you should do this. We're gonna need this list of units, this list of abilities, this list of special effects. You guys do it. But I like to be at the meta level. Because on the end-to-end work, like at the bottom of it, I'm not a super clean programmer. I can do something that's functional in the domain of PHP, MySQL, that kind of stuff, server-side processing. Not bad at C square, but there's much better than me out there. Let the revolution begin. Elon Musk to publicly release free speech suppression files on Twitter. This is going to be interesting. It's really a it's good for vengeance, and it will satisfy my thirst for vengeance. We're going to get to know the emails, what they were exchanging with the government, when they were talking to each other, and when they were making these decisions about censorship. Twitter was a great tool for sharing news quickly, but it was damaged greatly by the previous management. These individuals, like former CEO Jack Dorsey, participated in far-left activities like the violent protest in Ferguson. Twitter's management began censoring conservatives before the 2016 election and went full blast anti-conservative after President Trump won the election. The Gateway Pundit and Joe Oft were suspended from Twitter in 2020, and Elon Musk is now confirming that Twitter had an extreme bias and that they will be exposed. As is obvious to all but the media, there is not one permanent ban on even the most far-left accounts spouting utter lies. Not even Associated Press with their completely fictional report on Russian missiles hitting Poland that carried severe consequences for escalating the war. The Twitter files on free speech suppression soon to be published. On Twitter itself, the public deserves to know what really happened. This is going to be beautiful. It could lead to, well, at least it's going to lead to a public realization of what's been going on, which we knew. We've been knowing it because we were the target of it, but there's lots of people out there who were cuddled kind of by this censorship. They were actually happy it was happening because they were seeing people to their right being censored, and it was like, oh, that's one more point I don't have to face. That's one more point I don't have to engage in. And once all of this is exposed, hopefully we could get some kind of legislation because it's nonsense that this has led to be a wild, wild west where basically the shutting down of my speech can be purchased by a billionaire who doesn't like me, or even a millionaire at this point. End of the line, Joel says Elon Musk is making powerful enemies in the left-wing power base, in the mainstream media, and in the Democratic Party. Of course, because they all benefit from this circle of oligopolistic control. The mainstream media was a failure on the internet. They came on the internet, they had low views on their YouTube videos, they had low clicks on Twitter, and they have kicked us out with the idea that mainstream media would be favored by these platforms. And someone paid someone. Because I don't see YouTube, Twitter all converging toward wanting to do that all of a sudden. It was a plan, it was a cartel that media was trying to take over the internet, and they paid for it and at the cost of people's free speech. And I hope that much of it gets exposed. Spindly Opinion says he is exposing that the media is against free speech. Why would that be? Well, yeah, because the media was looking bad back in my days. Back in 2016, they were looking terrible. They weren't getting much views on YouTube. They weren't getting much clicks. And people like me were becoming bigger than CNN. I remember when CNN had 2,000, 3,000 views on a regular video. I had 15,000, 20,000. Someone paid for this not to be the case anymore. And Twitter is just the tip of the iceberg here. Philosoraptor says you can install third-party PKIs on any Android. I'm running a hacked YouTube app without commercials. Wow, nice. I'll be informing myself on this because I've always been stuck with the Play Store. Gab was installable through a web interface, so I didn't. I was able to get Gab without any alternative app store, but that sounds very interesting. Jonathan Dow says, JF, freedom of speech is the same as freedom to choose what to listen to. Yes, they are totally related freedoms. The freedom of speech, really isolated for just it, doesn't mean much. If you don't have freedom to reach, the freedom of the people to hear you, yes. End of the line, Joel says, I remember Andy Warski and JF doing a live IQ test. The viewership back then was huge. Exactly, before they artificially modified it. Now fucking Europe is getting into this shit. Ireland court blocks Elon Musk from firing top Twitter exec. Twitter exec Sinead McSweeney says the company was sending her mixed messages. So she is a Twitter exec who refused Elon's offer of 3 months paid salary and you leave the company. But then what does that mean? She's kind of in limbo. Thankfully, the court intervenes here only to determine if her firing was illegal or something like this. But I hope that the court cannot impose on Twitter to keep staff, because this company was not viable. Their censorship practices were so costly, they couldn't even fall within their money of doing it. So a court shouldn't be able to impose to a private company to have employees that they don't need. But that's typical of Ireland, Europe, all these countries. The judge has more power over your company than you do. And that's ridiculous. Now Elon Musk is calling for Apple to be more transparent. Apple should publish all censorship actions it has taken that affect its customers. That's a nice way to go at it, transparency to begin with. And once the interventionism gets exposed, then you can at least criticize them for what they do. It's such a terrible effect on the internet that the Play Store and Apple have been having. It has to stop. If you would like to support the show like Philosoraptor, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Don't forget you need to add a bank account for the Super Chats to be enabled on Odyssey. Or a credit card system, I believe, in your settings. Alternatively to Odyssey, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Yesterday, there was something weird. People started suspecting, probably correctly, that the Kanye West Twitter account had been taken over by Milo Yiannopoulos. Interestingly, the Twitter account of Kanye started making swipes at Ben Shapiro, started retweeting people who you would expect could be in the circles of Milo. And now Kanye has deleted every tweet and retweet by Milo from yesterday. This includes his swipe at Ben Shapiro. So the account of Kanye was saying that Shapiro starvingly accepted $100,000 from Ron DeSantis, and as a result, the Daily Wire and Ben Shapiro were taking swipes at Kanye, who is a competitor for the presidency with respect to Ron DeSantis. So that seems to have been a tweet by Milo. Cassandra Rose retweet, a Darren JBT retweet, a link to the Timcast News article detailing Trump meeting, group text screenshot between Kanye, Milo, Fuentes, and every Yay 24 promo video except for the generic 12-second clip that remains. Is Kanye already having a buyer's remorse on Milo? It's not a very clever thing to do, to give control to your Twitter account to Milo, even if you were to hire Milo as a manager. It is bizarre, but I guess that Kanye doesn't want to get too much work done. He wants it to be done by staff. And so to keep his Twitter alive, perhaps the only option is to give control to Milo. But Milo is gonna find a way to fuck it up. So be careful, Kanye. Milo is a little too fabulous, a little too eccentric, and a little too attention-seeking. Grapes Coda says, Twitter execs probably pay a lot of income tax. Yeah. It's a flow of money from the company to the state, and keeping these jobs up for small countries sometimes is probably a big thing. Greenwald says the media's deranged hysteria over Elon Musk's promised restoration of free speech. There hasn't been a restoration at all, and the media is already pissed. I'm still not unbanned from Twitter. Okay, there's a couple of names that were unbanned, but we haven't seen violent or we haven't seen hate coming from these accounts up to now. Vivek says, just the fact that Milo is working under Kanye is odd. So much for denouncing the handlers. Yes, that is a bizarre thing, you know. Kanye started this whole thing complaining against handlers, complaining against the kind of staff who happened to be Jewish in his case, and who were controlling too much of his music career. Why would your first decision be to hire a handler? Is it a joke? Is it, oh yeah, because Milo has been pulling that kind of joke before, you know, saying I'm the homosexual that they fear. So is it now that he's the Jew that they fear? Is that this kind of humor that Milo is trying to pull here? But it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense from one handler to the other. Why? End of the line, Joel says, the ideal pairing is one, a charismatic candidate paired with two, a boring, stable manager who stays in the background. Well, I don't know if you talk of the pairing president-vice president, or do you mean someone like Milo being the manager of a campaign? I don't see anything coming positive from Milo here. End of the line, Joel says, Milo has spent his professional life going from one LARP to the next LARP. Yeah, and that is going to be sad. That being said, we can still hang on to the hope that the Kanye campaign will ruin the chance of a bad Republican ticket to win. And then we can take it as a form of accelerationism and showing the Republican Party that if they don't go harder on some of the questions, then they will lose a part of their internet base to Kanye and Milo. That would still be a good outcome. Lendald says, is it true that Trudeau was taking direct commands from senile Uncle Joe to shut down the trucker protest in Canada? I've seen the claim. The claim has come out this week. It was from reporting from right-wing outlets. I didn't know what to think about it. I didn't know if it was solid. But yeah, according to the claim would be that it's Joe Biden who called Trudeau and who said, "You're gonna stop this truck. You're gonna crack down on this trucker crap." Could be. What does it change really? Whether it came from Trudeau or it came from someone else, we know that it happened. So I don't find it a particularly informative news. That's why I didn't talk about it. So it is hard to overstate how manic, primal, and unhinged is the reaction of corporate media employees to the mere prospect that new Twitter owner Elon Musk may restore a modicum of greater free speech to that platform. They are going wild. They are talking about deaths will be caused by Elon. Taylor Lawrence is publishing in the Washington Post. Twitter suffers, according to Elon Musk, from a ridiculous number of psyops. The amount of pro-psyops on Twitter is ridiculous, Musk wrote in a post on Twitter. At least with New Verified, they will pay $8 for the privilege. Ha ha. Yes, it's too bad. We've seen the Ukraine psyop is super strong on Twitter. We see signs that there are fake accounts like robots who will publish basically the same tweet with a couple of words changed. Those are symptoms of a takeover of the platform by intelligence services, psyops, and DK Shadow says gay ops everywhere. Yes, what we called gay ops. I don't know where that meme comes from. Gay ops. I think it's the fact that you would expect the kind of people to be organizing these things to be a bunch of guys in some Discord server, and it looks gay. The coordination of some guys saying, "Ha, we're gonna push for the Ukraine war. We're gonna push for the Ukraine side," or, "Oh yeah, we're gonna push some pro-LGBT talking points today." It seems that this is why it's called a gay up. It's because it's a bunch of guys who probably don't have girlfriends who would spend some time doing that, organizing this. Grapes Coda says, yes, if people could speak freely and the masses somehow, against all odds, woke up, people would probably die. Oh well, that is an analysis that is non-deontological in nature, and it's we cannot start accusing people on causality of death based on loose criteria of that kind. Shring Mamel sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, thank you so much for the relationship advice over the years. I found the girls that I attract are younger than me. I haven't been able to attract women in the age range of 22 to 25. Not a big problem. Not a big problem. You have to be careful with young women. They are less, especially young women who have a project in life, like going to the university, they are much less set on getting straight on the path to reproduction. But that's an average. You will find some 16, 18 years old who want to live that life. And if you're lucky, go for it. If that's what you're popular with, go for it. You wouldn't complain that you have success. You have to take the success that comes. And if in your case it's 18 to 22, go for it. Absolutely. You just have to be careful that some of them will not be set on a life path. They won't be ready at all to have children, and there's nothing that you can say or do that will get them on that path. So be careful with this, but also, you know, you hear about women who chose their husband at 18 years old and who always stayed with him. And that would be an excellent outcome for you. So I'm super happy that you've been having success, because I know from your super chats and your various DMs that it's not been easy, that some of them were bad choices and some of them dropped you. But you are in the positive because you are doing the work. And just seeing you always with a new girl tells me that one day you're going to find that one who stays. And it shouldn't be so hard. Nicholas Petris says, the younger a woman, the less prior sexual history. That is also a good thing. I mean, the thing with older women is, yes, you're going to get to the baby very fast, but they are probably, you know, at 33, 34, they know that it's their last year. So yes, of course, they're going to make the baby. But then you're not going to have many babies. And if they are alone at 33 years old, they're probably meant to be alone, and they like being alone. So eventually they're going to kick you out. Whereas with the 18, 20 years old, you have a chance to frame her and sculpt her the way you want her to be, because she's still going to be psychologically malleable at this age. And so you can I have so much regrets when I think of my wives and girlfriends that I had when I was 23, 24, because I was like, if I wasn't so obsessed with the university and stuff like this, I could have just said, let's make babies, and they probably would have followed me. So be a leader to these young girls, and take them toward the path of parenthood right now, and test them if they are willing to, and if they are not, then switch to the next. Grapes Coda says, yes, I recently dated a 21-year-old woman who was taken aback by my willingness to start my family at 25. She seemed torn, but eventually decided not to contact me anymore. Something about her career and a 10-year plan. Yeah, exactly. You have to make it, pass it or break it. So you have to tell her you want babies, and she's gonna leave if she's not ready. But there's a couple of girls who will stick to a husband forever. And the reason there is so much poor choice at 33, 34, 35 is precisely because the good ones have been taken. So in a way, Shrigmamel, by dating in this age range, you are taking the quality before it's taken from you. Absolutely great. Silver Spider says, problem with younger women is people tell them to get out and date a lot of guys. Don't settle. I had a girlfriend who was 18 when I was 23, and everyone was telling her, don't settle down. Yeah, that is a big problem. But if Shrigmamel can pull a form of social isolation, if he can get her to be addicted to him rather than to all of her friends and family, there is a chance that you won't get this influence. But that is totally true. These young women, so sad. They are friends with networks of uglier and sometimes older women who are telling them terrible advice.
they're telling them, oh yeah, wait and get you know, do the cuck carousel for what? When you're 60 years old, are you going to think back, oh, thank God I did the cuck carousel when I was 22? There is no function to this. It breaks the mental health of women. It totally destroys family, breaks the heart of children. And it's a big, big loss of time. There is literally no interest, there's no reason you would want to do this, and yet it is the most common tip from ugly woman to beautiful young woman. It's so disgusting because it's how the communism gets in. Ultimately, this is equality in action, all right? It is... The ugly woman cannot get the cuck carousel that the beautiful woman gets. And so she pulls on the beautiful woman down. But there is nothing, that there is no better use of your beauty and your youth to be giving it lovingly to a single man that you will trust and that he's going to trust you back, and you're going to build a huge family. There is nothing to regret there. Doing the cuck carousel, you're going to give that beauty away to a temporary sensation of hedonism and sexual pleasure. Completely useless. Spindly Opinion says, do childless women want other women to be childless too? They work very hard for it, absolutely. Many cases of my relationships were broken by fat communists. I'm not kidding. I have this beautiful girl. Sometimes we're even having babies. The fat communist nurse comes in as the friend of my exes and tells them, look, he's an evil man. Leave him. He's abusive. Like, they don't even know. Some of them hadn't even met me. But it's like, no, you have to leave him. Not good for you. So what? Yeah. And it worked in some cases. Of course, you don't want to put it too much on the back of the fat communist, because ultimately the girl who listens to her, it's her problem and it's her bad decision making to be trusting social signals that much. But still, you have to wonder what would happen if these counselors weren't around our girlfriends. And they will do preemptive, they will take preemptive measures so that you cannot cut them from your girlfriend. I.e., if you start doing any moves of the kind that would limit the contact between your girlfriend and these fat communists, the fat communist will react by saying that you're an abuser, that by cutting her, by encouraging her not to have those friendly networks, you are cutting your girlfriend from the friend network with the hope of imposing control or whatever they think is what men are after. So be very careful. They will detect you miles ahead. It's like you won't have done a thing and they will already be after you. So how do you deprive a girlfriend from these bad influences? You just offer constant presence so that you're always there with the girlfriend, so that the girlfriend eventually enjoys being with you, wants always to be with you, has no point in recontacting her old friend networks. That is one way. And most, you set your girlfriend on the track of, I want to build a family. So it's not super relevant for me to be staying in my old friend network who are hateful toward that lifestyle. And some women will react good to this, some women will react bad to this. But if they react bad, it's a red flag, you know. It means that they will always be stuck in their friendship network. And the reason they keep a friendship network, by the way, is that they don't fully trust you. Is that they want to run to that network with their baby once they're tired of you. That's why women keep friends. It's to have a fallback from their husband. And that's why a woman wants nights with her friends without you. It's because they want a place to run away from you. Spindly Opinion says, girls go through best friends every 2 years. Guys' friends tend to last much longer. I don't know. I don't have friends. We learned that 8 congressmen had tried to stop the SEC's inquiry into FTX back in March. 5 out of 8 had received donations from SBF and FTX. Look at this. These politicians were saying, oh, you know, let's not investigate. Let's not investigate FTX. Well, that is corruption right in front of us. Absolute corruption. Some of them are Republicans, some of them are Democrat. These people were cashing in on the FTX falling, and they didn't want any investigation. They wanted it to keep going. It was their cash cow for their political campaigns. DK Shadow says, there are friends and there are friends. Know the difference. Yes. Eventually in my life, I've realized that friends were not, they were not following. They were stuck behind. You know, there are friends with whom I was chilling, taking drugs, and I still talk to him today. And I'm like, so did you make babies? Do you have a family? And at 36, 37 years old, this guy tells me, oh, no, I don't want any kids. And it's like, holy shit. This guy is the same guy I was smoking pot with, but he didn't move on from this. His life is making money, paying for his condo, doesn't want ever to have kids. Wow, I was shocked when I talked to my friend from high school. And that's what he told me. He said, no, never babies. Wow. And yet he's going to have a girlfriend. He's making money. He's having property. All of this to me has no point if it's not for baby making. You're going to develop a property. You're going to die. And there's going I mean, it's going to be given to what? Your nephews? Philosoraptor says, if it wasn't for the fast communist, you wouldn't be with Mama JF. It worked out. Oh yeah, I mean, it's clear that whenever you look back at the past, you can have all this regret, but given my current situation with a happy family and Mama JF, it all makes this flow under the bridge, and I don't care. You know, I ended up at the right place. Mama JF is here. What's up, Mama JF?
Yes, we are together because of communism.
Yes.
Hey, but I don't know what's happening to people. Like, I talked to the neighbor. Okay, she was like, I was like, you should make more babies. She was like, oh, no, I just want to hold the baby and give them back. And after she was like, maybe we would like to do foster children.
Foster children?
No, what's the word?
Yeah, adoptive children?
Yeah, like from the... from the people who kidnap children. From the child service.
Ah, the child protective services.
Yeah, why?
They want to get the children from other people?
Yes.
What the fuck?
It's so weird. And they always do a little joke like this. Oh, I just want to hold them and give them back. Why they are... It's like a little joke. It's like, oh, we are not...
They're trying to sound cute, but it's not cute at all.
Yeah, it's like, what? It's so weird. I don't know what's happening to you.
I don't know what is happening. I know that you are the best promoter of baby making I've known. Because Mama Jeff is to the point of being socially awkward. I mean, we just meet someone and it's like, oh, do you have babies? And they're like, yeah, I have one. And she's like, oh, you should do more. Totally autistic, like, yeah. No introduction. She just, that's her starting line.
Yeah.
I like your approach.
Yeah.
If nothing else works, this will work.
But only you understand me, Jeff. People are so weird today. I don't know why.
I think it's, I don't know, maybe it's radiation, you know? Density of radioactive fallout, anti-porn. These influences eventually come to shape society. No, but Mama JF is like, even for I, an artist, she's impolite. It's like, sometimes she makes me feel terrible because it's okay if you encounter someone who's 25 years old and you're like, oh, you should have more babies, because at least they can. But the other day, it's like we were at a shop, okay? And the cashier of the shop was a 60-year-old woman. And Mama JF was like, this is like more than a year ago. Mama JF was like, do you have children? And it's clear to me that the poor cashier of the shop was a 60-year-old childless woman. And I was like, you know, she failed at life. Maybe you have to show some understanding. And Mama JF was like, yeah, it's good. Having babies is good. Do you have kids? And I was like, no, she said no. She kind of said no, but so weakly that it wasn't understandable. But I was getting it that there was something off. Maybe her child has died. And Mama JF was totally on her autistic path of let's promote baby making. Like, she's 60 years old. It's already over, Mama JF.
Oh my God, really? I do that? Yes. I don't even realize it.
I mean, you have to think about, does it make sense? There are people who are not salvageable. You don't want to be awkward with them, you know?
Oh, you know one thing awkward I said the other day?
What did you say?
Because I was with the neighbors, and then there was a bunch of little babies. But they are so cute, the little babies. Sometimes you want to, like, take a bite of their face or something.
You want to eat the babies?
Yes, and then I said...
Cannibalism, very common in women.
Like, oh my God, they are so cute. Like, I really understand people who eat babies. Oh my God, that was awkward.
Mama JF is not being serious here. Thankfully, we are on Odyssey and jokes are okay.
Yes, because in my head it was really funny, but I think it just sounded awkward.
Yeah, cannibalism. you will trigger the protective instinct of parents if you raise it in front of their babies. Grapes Coda says, my immediate response to someone saying they don't want kids is an immediate, that's a shame. Less autistic and leaves room for tragedy, but maintains that babies are positive. I don't know. I'm not a proselytic spreader of this idea. I'm okay talking about the importance of baby making on this show because people who come know the importance. They want to hear about it. But imposing this on others is useless. And anyways, you're doing propaganda that's ultimately helping competing genetic lines to your own. So to me, I don't want to change the world like Mama JF. Mama JF wants to change the world. And she thinks and she acts as if she can change the world. But personally, I don't want to change the world. I don't want to help people. I just want to help those who want to be helped. And that's our little circle here on JFG Tonight. Lodazal says, my friend's mom told us, she wanted to bite his ass as a baby just due to cuteness. Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. Somehow there's a link between females eating and babies and cuteness. There may be a link to moochies also. I bought some moochies to Mama JF. It's these little balls of Japanese ice cream or whatever. I think there's a triangle there that I haven't fully figured out. Ron Paul urges separation of tech and state. Senator Ed Markey recently got in touch with his inner mobster and threatened Elon Musk, the new owner of Twitter and the CEO of electric car company Tesla and space ventures company SpaceX. He told Musk, fix your companies or Congress will. This is unbelievable. This is violations of the First Amendment straight publicly. A threat by a politician of violence, because state action is violence. A threat of violence by state action if you don't censor the people you should censor. The state of America is depressive. It's unbelievable that they're not even ashamed of doing it. Balenciaga woman. Apparently, people are looking through the background of this satanic-looking woman who's eating a bird on this particular picture. I won't show the rest of the pictures, but so she seems to be behind some of the pedophilic aesthetics of Balenciaga. They're now looking at some past work of hers. Satan with the penis exposed in front of some woman as part of a sacrificial ritual, some baby holding a dead cranium, some baby with his entrails opened, with his intestines coming out, some baby room with apparently a child that has been murdered. That's the kind of aesthetic that this woman has been pushing, and she was the employee of Balenciaga. So no surprise they had all these pedophilic references in their ads. This girl, she just enjoys it. Dead children. I'm not going to show the images, okay? But it's all suggestive. Like, I look at this picture. Okay, there's no dead children in the picture. But there's the bed of the child, there's blood, there's the clothes of the child that were removed from the child. It looks like a child has been killed, you know? So it looks like she's putting forth suffering of children as a form of aesthetics, something like this. So not surprising that she got caught eventually. Philosoraptor sends a super chat. He says, someone said that at one point in life, you'd be picking up your child for the last time due to their size. It really stuck with me. Oh, yeah. As a parent, I'm not alarmed at the idea that my children will grow. I know that a lot of people experience anxiety with this. I don't care. To me, it's life is a continuum. And I'll be as happy when I hear about them doing adult stuff and marrying and having their own babies. And I won't lose pleasure just because they're not small anymore. End of the line, Joel says, JF, check out Timcast after this stream. Milo plus Kanye plus Fuentes on it right now live. Well, I was about to end the stream, and yes, I did hear that they were going to Timcast tonight, so I guess we can all end this stream together and go to Timcast IRL to see what's happening there. Is there going to be an intelligent conversation there? You know, Timcast has been avoiding inviting guests that bring the kind of subject that Kanye has been bringing up. So why is he doing it now? Would he invite some people who have been thinking about this issue for years? Or is it just that Kanye is so big, you can't say no to him, you can't say no to Milo? It's kind of sad. It's kind of sad that Tim has been actively avoiding this subject. So why now? Because of the fame, because of the views? If that subject is interesting, why not address it? Why not have other speakers talk about it? Anyways, U.S. soccer coach apologizes to Iran over flag scandal in unprecedented presser. Interesting, I was complaining about this yesterday, you know, the use of soccer to advance the American empire and to advance foreign interventions in other countries. Thankfully, we have an apology here. But stop. Soccer isn't about pushing LGBT in Middle Eastern countries. It isn't about advancing your political cause. Lendahl says Satanism is real enough, and these freaks prove it by fantasy and action. Very well said. That's beautiful. Much love, everyone. Go to Timcast IRL. Let's see what Kanye has to say. Bye-bye. Thank you.